Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I must say, I'm devastated. I had no idea how bad it really was.
You know, there's been 80,000 musicians on that stage. Just on stage at the Abbey. Right. That's how long this has been going.
720 WGN, it's 2:23. Pete McMurray in for John Williams. The reason that I'm playing Billy Squier is they were talking about the Abbey Pub, and people that have listened to me for years remember my very first anniversary party was at the Abbey Pub when I came to Chicago Radio back in 1999 at the corner of Grace and Elston, because we knew Pat Looney, the son, who was the general manager at the time, and I lived with my two brothers, and we're like, let's do a party here because they have a back area. Well, in 2011, the Abbey Pub was on bar rescue, and then 2015, the bar burnt down, and it's been gone ever since. And if you've never seen Bar Rescue on Spike, you need to. It's an awesome show. You have the host, John Taffer, who comes to your bar, tells you you're running the bar into the toilet. He screams at you, yells at you, renovates it, and you start making money. And he's on the phone with us right now. It's John Taffer. John, did I get that right?
You did. Quite eloquently.
I mean, in most cases, you change the name of the bar, but the Abbey Pub, since it's a Chicago institution, you didn't do that here in 2011.
No, I didn't. You know, I weigh is the name or the brand an asset or a liability? In the case of the Abbey, it's an asset. As you just described, it's got a great history.
Right.
I think the Abbey is important to Chicago. And I think venues of the history like that, you know, should go on. And look at the Loonies. I mean, trying to pass it down to another generation.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat can pass it down to his kids. So I'm trying to perpetuate something that I think is important.
Well, I love what you're doing. In 2011, you renovated the bar. And then 2015, it was very sad because there's certain bars in Chicago that you grow up with, that you go to. And the Abbey Pub was one of those. And when we heard about the fire in 2015, it's been closed ever since. However, this is where you come in, and I want you to tell people what's going on.
So the family, of course, insurance is very difficult to deal with, and that took quite a long time. And of course, now that they've got their insurance dollars together, it's not enough money to complete the project. Then the building department and structural inspections and architectural work. So it's been a real struggle for them to get to this point. So we included them in a special episode of Back to the Bar last night, created up a GoFundMe account for them. And I started the account with $2,500 in it personally. And I understand, I haven't looked yet today, but I understand a few thousand people have hit it. I understand we're starting to raise money. And I really want to do this for the Abbey, for Chicago, and for the Looney family.
People can go to GoFundMe.com/BarRescueAbbeyPub if they'd like to donate. I mean, I'm sure there's thousands of people listening right now that have had at least one beer at the Abbey Pub over the years at Grace and Elston. But John, doing the show Bar Rescue on Spike, I mean, there's some weeks where you run into these bar owners where you just say, these guys are idiots. You fix the bar, and I'm sure you're leaving, and you never keep in touch. What is it with the Abbey? What is it with the Looney family?
Well, you know, I love them. My wife is from Chicago and actually knew them in elementary school growing up, but that isn't why they were on a show. It was just a coincidence. You know, during the original episode of Bar Rescue, I went to their home. I sat with the Loonies. I got to know Pat. You know, I got to know Tom really well. Pat is a fireman. I mean, he's a hero to me. Any fireman is.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much good here, you know, worth fighting for. And it's really inspired me to try to come through for them. So, you know, the Bar Rescue episode and the fact that their sales went up after Bar Rescue was there was all very important to me.
And how much money are they trying to raise?
Just $75,000, just to finish it up, I believe, is all they need.
Okay. And, man, when I heard about this, I'm like, we got to get Taffer on the show. I didn't realize the connection. Your wife grew up in Chicago?
She did. My daughter was actually born in Naperville. So I lived in Chicago for a while and ran a hotel company that was based in Downers Grove.
You're kidding.
Years ago. So I have some roots in Chicago, and I love that city. So you know, doing something that's significant to the city is important to me.
Bar Rescue is one of those shows that every time you turn on Spike, I feel like it's on. I mean, you're always on.
Every Sunday we are. The Bar Rescue Marathons have almost become so predictable. It's part of culture these days.
I love when you get in the faces of these bar owners. I mean, people have to love that.
Yeah, you know, they set the tone, if you really think about it. Mm-hmm. You know, the ones that are confrontational get confrontation.
Right.
The ones that are agreeable, you know, get a lot of love. And really, it's so real in the moment. Nothing is ever scripted. There's no actors. I get about a 30-second briefing before I walk in. I've never met anyone before. It's so real and so organic. I think that's why it survived so long.
And when you heard about the Abbey Pub, did you talk to your wife about it, or did you just go in cold?
Well, when she heard I was going there, she's the one who said to me, and I know that family. I went to school with them. So she hadn't communicated with them in many years.
Okay.
So it was just a fun coincidence.
The Looney family. And Pat is a good man. I'm glad you brought him up. Grace and Elston, the Abbey Pub, they're trying to raise money to rebuild the pub. GoFundMe.com/BarRescueAbbeyPub is the website if you'd like to donate. And, of course, back to the bar. With John Taffer, you can get it on demand, or you'll see it on Spike in probably 30 minutes if you turn it on. John, it's really cool to talk to you, man. I enjoy the show, and it was a great chat, and hopefully we'll have you on again soon.
Look forward to it. Take care.